This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. For weeks, we've been hearing about the debt ceiling controversy. The acrimonious arguing in Congress has created enough uncertainty to rattle financial markets. And last week brought more bad economic news with the Commerce Department report on growth. The economy has slowed to a crawl with a growth rate of only 1.3% in the second quarter of the year. Add to that new revised government figures that show the recent recession was deeper and the recovery weaker than previously estimated. And that makes the economic landscape look bleak. Here to talk about the impact of all of this on jobs is NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Geewax. Marilyn, welcome.
Hi, Linda.
So obviously this back and forth about whether the Treasury can write its checks and pay its debts has been unnerving for investors. What about employers?
Well, we're going to find out a little more about that on Friday when we get the latest jobs report that'll cover July. Economists are going to be watching that one very closely because there's this great fear out there right now that we're starting to fall back into another recession. We've already had one really disappointing jobs report this summer. In June, the unemployment rate went back up to 9.2%, and now we could have another lackluster jobs report, maybe 50,000 new jobs created in July. And that's pretty darn weak. A lot of reasons for that, everything from this ridiculously hot weather to a horrible housing market. But another factor this summer has been this huge battle over the nation's debt.
Why would the political fight, why would the Congress tussling and carrying on affect employers?
Well, you would like to keep Washington contained to itself, but it does spill over. This turmoil has had both a direct and an indirect impact on the job market. Here's just one example of a direct hit. Amid all of this bickering that we've heard in the past month, Congress failed to pass a short-term extension of the Federal Aviation Administration's budget. So on July 23rd, the FAA's budget authorization expired, and the agency had to lay off some 4,000 workers. Now, of course, that's a small number nationwide, but the disruption has started to ripple out. It's affecting contractors. So just one example, in Las Vegas, they've had to stop construction on a new air traffic control tower because they just ran out of FAA funding, and that started to throw more subcontractors out of work. Across the country, there are about 70,000 people who are expected to be idled just by the FAA budget alone. Even if you get past this immediate crisis with the debt ceiling and you settle this all out, it's pretty clear that going forward, government spending is going to shrink. So we'll see fewer employees, everything from teachers to astronauts.
Now, you mentioned indirect impact.
Well, yes. You know, when you remember that financial crisis, when it hit 3 years ago, a lot of business owners just couldn't borrow money from their banker. So they panicked. They didn't have enough money. And now they don't spend money on expansions. They are not hiring workers. And when they see this kind of uncertainty involving Treasury, it only makes them more nervous and more eager to hoard cash. So indirectly, that keeps them from hiring people.
So it sounds like when the Congress ties itself in knots over the debt ceiling, that's something that the job market did not need.
Exactly. This has really been a perfect prescription for making the labor market sicker. This job market is being hurt by rising gas prices, the falling consumer confidence. So the timing of this political battle has been particularly tough. And that was made even clearer on Friday when the government said the gross domestic product expanded just 1.3% in the second quarter. That's horrible.
Marilyn, the American people tell pollsters over and over again that the number one issue is jobs. What would the economy have to do to make these companies start hiring?
We need a growth rate that's probably about three times what we've got going right now. So even if the economy gets no worse this summer, we just are not gaining the momentum we need to pull the job market up and out of this.
Thanks very much, Marilyn.
You're welcome, Linda.
Marilyn Geewax is NPR's senior business editor.